Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. Today we're going to be talking about how you change your results by changing your mindset, your beliefs, your thoughts. So how do you do this? We're gonna go back to something I learned a long time ago from my dad, and I believe he learned it from a guy named Jim Rohn back in the day. And what this is, if you wanna change your results in life, you gotta change your mindset up here, your thoughts first, because those thoughts lead to your potential. Now, if we were to talk about this and ask the question, what is the potential of a human being? We don't know. And the truth is, every 4 years at the Olympics, which is going on just a few weeks ago, we learned that the potential we thought we had is greater than what we thought. People run faster, jump higher, swim quicker, you know, leap further than they've ever done in history ever before. And so that proves to us that the potential of a human being is constantly expanding. And no matter what research says, we're always expanding past what we thought used to be possible decades before. At one point in history, I'm sure you've heard the story, there was a guy named Roger Bannister who was told if he ran quicker than a 4-minute mile, his heart would literally explode inside of his chest and he would die. And then he's like, okay, let's do it. So I don't know how many of you out there are trying something in your life or business that basically, the experts say, if you succeed at this, you will explode from the inside out as a human being. That's pretty nuts to me. I don't try stuff like that every day, but this crazy guy named Roger Bannister did, and he broke the 4-minute mile. He was the first person in history, never been done ever before. People said it was physiologically impossible. All of a sudden, this guy does it. Something like 11 or 13 other people do it the next year. Why? Because now we know it's possible up here in our minds. So, first is, you gotta change your mindset. Second, that's gonna determine how much potential you tap into inside of yourself as a human being. How much potential do we have? Literally, it's considered to be unlimited. We just have to figure out how to tap into it, access it, and apply it. Now, based on the amount of potential you tap into, that's gonna determine the amount of action you take every day. Now, even if you're horrible at what you do, if you go out and take more action than anybody else, and intelligent action, not just random action, but you take a very specific action every single day, again and again and again and again and again, and you measure the results, you track your performance, and you figure out how to improve it every time, over time, with tremendous amounts of action, you will eventually get to the result you want and improve and consistently get better and better and better and be able to achieve those bigger, better goals faster. So with all that action, eventually it leads to the result. Now the result reinforces, you go, ha-ha, it reinforces whatever the belief, and you go, ha-ha, I knew I could do it, I knew it was possible. You have even more certainty, which makes you tap into more potential, which makes you take more action, which takes you get bigger, better results, and then you come back and go, I knew it would work. Now, the flip side to this is, if you have a limiting belief, and a limiting belief is anything that slows you down, keeps you back, or holds you from being the best version of who you are. It's not possible. I grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. I don't have the right background. I don't have the right connections. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. You know the common excuses we throw out there. Even if it's true that you're incredibly limited with time, you can still make so much happen. I remember when I was getting my degree in psychology, I met a lady that I was taking a class with. She was a single mom working 3 jobs and taking 18 units at the exact same time. Here was what was wild. She was getting straight A's. When I look at her, I'm like, dang, I was not a single dad. I had a job, but I was only taking 15 units and I got a worse grade in the class than she got. I was scratching my head going, how the heck did that happen? Because she was tapping into her full capacity and pushing herself to really tap into her whole potential and take massive action in the process. I stepped up my game, I caught up eventually, but it was inspiring in the beginning because I wasn't there and I knew it was possible. Now, this could be in your business, this could be in your health, but I'd love you to identify what's an area of life you'd like to make a change in. Now, once you've identified that area of life that you'd like to make a change in, the next piece I want you to figure out is, what's the story you keep telling yourself about why you can't make that change happen? Is it that you don't have the time? Is it that you don't have the money? Is it that you don't have the right connections? Is it that there's too much competition or the market's down? I don't know what your story is, but I'm sure you have one. And my dad always says, listen, the only reason you don't have exactly what you want in life is the story you keep telling yourself about why you can't have it. That's the only reason. You get rid of the story, things change. So here's what we're gonna do. If you plug it into these, let's say, four boxes, the very first thing you gotta do is you have to change the belief. Now there's lots of ways to do that. You could break a board, you could snap an arrow with your neck, you could bend a rebar with your neck, you could walk over hot coals, jump out of airplanes, and do all this kinds of crazy stuff. But there's a quicker way I can show you right now. Now all those ways are awesome and amazing because they give you a physical metaphor to prove in your nervous system that if you can do that, boom, this is possible too. And it's very physical in its nature. This one's more of a mental action that'll make a quick shift for you on this video. So second, how do you tap into more potential? Well, you're gonna need to have the right belief system, but how do you change your belief really quickly? There's two ways I know of that are really super quick and incredibly efficient and proven over time. Number one, you can go to a website called thework.com. It's Byron Katie. And she has a very simple process. We're gonna do a worksheet on this so you can identify the number one limiting thought or story holding you back. You can then either go to thework.com and apply the questions just like we have in the worksheet on how to turn it around. And that's one way you can do it. And the questions are, is it true? Is it true all the time, everywhere, no matter what? Who are you when you believe it to be true? Who would you be without it? And the final step is turn it around. Find a turnaround that supports what you want to achieve and helps you get there instead of holding you back from it. So that's a very simple cognitive process you can do to turn it around. Now, on the behavioral side, we need something physical you can do to prove yourself wrong in this case. We want to prove this old story that's limiting you wrong and say it's not true. How do we do that? We need you to go out and take an action immediately that defies it. When you say, listen, I don't have the money, you go out and make friends with the local banker, make friends with someone who's gonna give you a loan, find a way to partner, add more value, and generate the income, but do something to prove that you can make the money happen now if you really want to. You say, I don't have the time. Take out your calendar, look 3 weeks ahead where there's nothing scheduled just yet, and you schedule that time in and say, come hell or high water, I'm gonna make the time for this right here. I don't have the right connections. Figure out who does in your network, go make friends with them, tell them what you're trying to do, and have them help you connect immediately. I'm scared of heights, I can't skydive. Book yourself a skydiving session and go do a tandem so the professional is attached to you, just in case you pass out, they can get you to the ground. But you wanna literally do something right now in this moment, even while watching the video, that whatever your story is, you're gonna literally set an action in stone and hopefully do it today, right after watching this, and you're gonna go prove and defy the old story and prove to yourself that it's possible, prove to yourself that it's true. Now what happens is the moment you defy the old story and you have new evidence that says I can do this, I have done this, the belief changes immediately. So that's the fastest way to change an old story. The fastest way to change your mindset is go defy the story that's keeping you from what you want. The moment you defy it, you get a new belief. The moment you have a new belief, you tap in a different amount of potential, you take a different amount of action, you get different results, and again, it reinforces the muscle over time, which builds your new set of beliefs that empower you, move you forward, and help you get what you need and desire. So use this formula, go out and get the results that you desire and deserve. Have fun with this, make sure to get a copy of the worksheet, and I'll see you next week for another episode of JRC TV.